So here we are at the very end of Parsha Zamar, the second to last mitzvah. Thank you for that in Parsha Zamar. We're not going to focus primarily tonight on Sfiras HaOmer, but instead on Netzilas Lulav. Torah tells us it's a Shin Chav Dalad in the Chinuch, the mitzvah to mitzvah derais all over the world to shake lulav and esrog on the first day. Lekach tu chem biyam rishon, shake lulav and esrog all over the world on Chol HaMoed is a din d'rabbanan that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted post churban zecher lamikdash. Min haTorah all over the world the mitzvah is biyom harishon. So in the second paragraph, when the chinuch transitions to the focus on the shorash haMitzvah, what are some of the larger concepts that lie behind the mitzvah? So he says, I need to explain an idea to you. And it's a set of paradigms that are very powerful. They play themselves out specifically. The chinuch highlights them in the context of Netilas Lulav, but they're broad ideas that have a lot of application. Karkasavti l'cha b'ni kama pamim. My son, I've already written many times. Sefer Chinuch writes in the introduction that he was writing the Sefer for his teenager. It's hard to know if he means this literally or not. He says, yeah, his teenage son would dray around the street in Shabbos afternoon, not doing anything productive, wasting a lot of time with his friends. Many of us, I think, have, think about that question. But the solution of Sefer Chinuch was, I'll write a Sefer so that my son and his friends will have what to do on Shabbos afternoon so they won't be bored. So I'm not sure if he's literally talking to his own kids or this was a poetic license. He meant he's writing this for teenagers or teenagers at heart in general find themselves without what to do on a Shabbos afternoon. Whatever it is. So he definitely throughout the Sefer from time to time will talk to my son. Kfar kasaftilcha bini, my son, to whom I'm writing the Sefer, I've already written several times, the Masha Kadam in an earlier mitzvahs, a person is shaped by the actions that he does on a regular basis. Repeated actions shape a person. Yeah? The rayonav v'chol eshtonosav nispasos achrei po'al yadav. And a person's thoughts and his plans are seized, they're shaped, they're driven by the actions of his hands. Im tov imra. This is an idea that again Sefer Chinuch made famous. He talks about in the Parsha's Bo in the context of all the details of Karban Pesach. And he raises it again here. And sometimes we think that actions don't matter. What matters is what's going on inside. And it is true. They're Rachmana Liba Bay. It is true that the pnimius of a person is central. And at the same time, actions are critical for several reasons. Well, one of them is that our insides are shaped by our outsides. Repeated actions reshape, recontour the inner landscape of a Jew. Ha'adam nifal kafi pu'ulo sof shi'aseh tamid. The person is shaped. Our inner world is shaped by our actions, and not just one-off actions, but repeated action, for better or for worse. Al Kain, ki ratzakar hamakom lezakosis amo Yisrael asher bachar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in enhancing our lives, hirba lahem mitzvahs. That's Chinuch's paraphrase of the Gemara in the Maseches Makos. Rosa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lazakos is Israel. Lefikach Hirbam Tar Mitzvah. That's right, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us many mitzvahs. Why many mitzvahs? It's a counterintuitive Gemara. If God wanted to mizakah the Jewish people, he would have thought he would have given us very few mitzvahs. Just give me one or two or maybe three. I'll really specialize in those. And then I'm likely to be zocha. I'm likely to do the right thing. You give me 613 mitzvahs, I'm definitely going to drop, I'm juggling 613 balls, I'm definitely going to drop some balls sometimes. At first glance, you begin to think about that Gemara, It seems counterintuitive. And what the Chinuch explains here and elsewhere is Gemara doesn't just mean that God wants us to win. It's far more nuanced than that. God wanted to give us opportunity to enhance ourselves, to improve ourselves, to polish ourselves. That's why he gave us so many different mitzvahs that speak to so many different parts of us. The mitzvahs have to do with food, they have to do with how we eat, the mitzvahs have to do with how we dress, the mitzvahs have to do with how we relate to others, how we relate to money, how we relate to ourselves. There are mitzvahs for every dimension of life, so that every part of us can be shaped over time by acting in the ways that Rabbeinu Shlomo prescribes, the ways that will improve different dimensions of us, which is the whole idea of the Shorashei HaMitzvah feature of the Sefer Chinuch. For each mitzvah, what does that mitzvah highlight? What about us is polished by this particular mitzvah? So he says, let me give you an example. Miklal HaMitzvah Shetzivanu, among the mitzvahs that Rabbeinu Shalom commanded us, lehaspis machashavtenu ba'avodaso b'tahara, to purify our thoughts, to make sure that our thinking, which is such a our capacity for rational thought, such a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bosho wanted to give us opportunity to channel our thinking into healthy, productive, holy ways. So one of the mitzvahs that we have to do that is mitzvahs tefillin. Why? Liyosam, this is another one we're just struck when you think about the mitzvah of tefillin analytically. The notion of taking ideas and tying them to our bodies. Now, I've mentioned this in this shiur in the past. But that idea is, tefillin is at its core ideas written on parchment. Ikari Amunah, Shema Yisrael, Avos Hashem, and major events in Jewish history, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and so forth, Talmud Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take these ideas and tie them onto your body. Such like a fascinating nexus, sort of like captures this whole, so poetically, this whole idea that the Chinuch is talking about, that every mitzvah is a nexus of the physical and the interior, the spiritual, mental, emotional interior. Every mitzvah is meant to bridge from the chitzonius to the pinius. And tefillin in particular, to take ideas and tie them onto your body. Like what a fascinating nexus of the abstract and the very tangible. But then he says it goes a step further. Because where do you put the tefillin? Well, on our head and on our arms. Or, he says, on your head and next to your heart. Liyosa munachin keneged evareha ha'adam hayiduim bo lemishkan ha'seichel. Those parts of the body which we think of and we know of as the temple, or maybe more precisely the resting place, the seat of the mind and the seat of emotion, ha'lev ha'moach. Our emotions are physically apparent at our heart, because our heartbeat changes as when we're in the grip of strong emotion. Our brain is the seat of our minds. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take these core ideas of what it means to be a Jew and how a Jew thinks and feels, and attach them, install them next to your head, next to your brain, and next to your heart. U'mitoch pa'alo zeh tamid, if I do that on a regular, continuous basis, over time, that will reorient my thinking into better directions. I'll be aware throughout the day that I need to recalibrate my actions according to what's right and true and just and honest. So that's fascinating. The idea about mitzvahs in general. A prime example is tefillin. And then he says, let's consider lulav also as a remarkable example of this dynamic. A dynamic which Ramchal understands is true throughout all of mitzvahs. But tefillin stands out, and so does lulav. What's the gift at the end of this week's parasha? mitzvahs halulav mishloshas minav mizeh sharashi. It's of a similar ilk. She made the idea of the arba minim, because he says yimei hachag heim yimei simcha gedol Yisrael. The days of Sukkot are days of great joy for Klal Yisrael. Why? He says for natural reasons. The Torah stresses it's a harvest festival. Kihu eis asifas hatavuos upeiros ha'ilan babayis. This is the time, if you're a farmer, this is when you're finally bringing everything in. This is the culmination of work, months and months and months of work. This is, as it were, the single annual paycheck. Not even the bonus. This is it. The entire income is happening now at the Chag HaAsif. It's a time of extraordinary joy. That's when a Jewish farmer is getting paid. This is making his income for the year. The Chinuch is addressing the question of why is the Torah telling us these are harvest, agricultural festivals? And the answer is because it's a time that farmers in an agrarian society, farmers would naturally be thrilled and farmers would naturally celebrate. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you're going to be happy. I'm hoping it's a good year. You're going to be happy then. Nothing wrong with that. But nothing necessarily right about that either. Just a neutral, mundane simcha. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a mitzvah. Tziva akel amol asus lefan of chag ba'oso eis. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Jewish people to make a yantif at that point in time when I would be naturally happy from a financial perspective anyhow, take that natural simcha and channel it, shape it, raise it into one that's directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't shut down that simcha, but don't let it just be neutral and meaningless either. Take it and make it meaningful. And he says, but when you're so happy about other stuff, and had a good harvest, it's moshechem simchas moshechem chomer arbe. It could, the simcha, the natural simcha could distract me physically in inappropriate ways. Meshakachat v'menu yiras elkim ba'esahi. The joy of the bonus could make me forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could get into a kochi v'otzim yadi moment. I could get into a place of making inappropriate decisions. In a moment of lightheadedness. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to help us refocus. Tzivanu Hashem lakachas ben yadeinu devarim ha-mazkirim osanu ki kol simchas libeinu l'shmor l'chvodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hold something. You get so palpable. Hold on to these physical items. Lulav and Esrik Hadassan Aravas. They're going to remind me that the simcha isn't just random. It's meant to be directed towards Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is, and how the Lulav and Esrog do that, this is fascinating. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could have just given us just anything. You know, the string around, tie the knot around your finger will remind you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could have just been a piece of paper. You know, look, hold this piece of paper that says, L'shem Shemayim. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done that. But he would rather do something beautiful for us. He would rather give us something. Kashba wanted to give us something that makes you happy. So instead of taking something random to hold, Sukkot is the time of Simcha. Kashba gave us something that makes you happy. Look at it. He says, the lulav and esrog, beautiful plants, they make you happy just to see them. So Kashba gave us a mitzvah to make sure that the joy we would feel anyways gets channeled in positive, purposeful ways towards Ribbono Shel Olam. That's such a powerful idea. And I would suggest that that's what Sfiras HaOmer is really all about. Sfiras HaOmer is the counting. It's a point that we touched upon earlier in the week, Tuesday night, the Ramban. Sefer HaChinuch earlier in Mitzvah Shinvav, Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer reflects something along these lines as well. Sfiras HaOmer is the journey from the gift of political freedom that we received at Pesach to its investment into the purpose of that gift, to use that gift for Kabbalah HaTorah. The Sfiras HaOmer, we discussed Tuesday night, That's why Sfiras Omer is a Chol Hamoed that connects the two, because ultimately Pesach and Shavuos are together one larger story. Because the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to enable us to enjoy and come to Ma'amad Har Sinai. So Sfiras Omer, from that perspective, really is the avoda of Sfiras Omer, the segula of this, the spiritual climate of this time, is probably that avoda, is thinking about the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and how we can use it purposefully. That's exactly what the Sefer Chinuch is capturing here. To think about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me simcha, how am I going to channel that productively? Not to ignore it, not to dispense with it, but also not to just let it be something neutral and meaningless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me something good, let me figure out how I can use it lema'ano. For what? Sfiras Omer is a time to ask myself to take stock of the gifts and resources and the situations which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed me, and to ask myself, how am I meant to use them? Not only to say thank you for them, that's step number one, and then to ask, why did God give this to me? For what purpose? This is a tool to accomplish what goal, what mission? And that's meant to be the avodah of this time, to develop that mission orientation, to figure out how we what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us.